How'd the tempo of practice look? A little feisty, a little more energetic today?
I thought it was good. I thought it was up and down. You know, coming off a day off, a lot of times, you know, it'll be a little rusty. I thought the latter part of practice defensively, we did some good things early on in some of the passing periods offensively. It was pretty positive. We'll look at the tape. The officials were here, and they'll meet with our players, kind of go through the new rule changes. I think they'll have a chance to meet with you guys at some point, and then we'll have them for tomorrow's practice and then also Saturday scrimmage. So we'll spend some time on the points of emphasis this year and have them kind of, you know, make calls out here and communicate with the players. It's a pretty good time of the year where they actually will be in the meeting rooms watching film, and the players can ask them questions as to how they see, you know, certain plays.
With 9 days to go before the Rams, two before the scrimmage, is this the part of camp where it kind of starts picking up just a little bit more intensity-wise?
I don't know that there's any focus yet on the first preseason game. I think there's always a little bit of a up and down with training camp, and it's our job as coaches to try to make sure that we're up more than we are down. So you fight a handful of battles. I think the players are getting plenty of rest. The temperatures have been fantastic. So there's some challenges you have in the heat that you don't have as much here. Obviously, the breaks we take don't have to be as long. I think the players are hydrated, and yet there still has to be that element where we're pushing. So we're kind of right there.
Cam said he made a concerted effort to take the level up today, make it more physical. Do you to see that?
Yeah, absolutely. We get X number of days with pads on, not as many as we used to, and so it's important that we learn to play as best we can in a game mode and create the competition necessary each day, and that's something we can't be afraid of.
Plus, you guys wanted to monitor Marcus's snaps this preseason.
Yeah, and we've paid attention to how much he's going. We've got some younger receivers that are getting a lot of reps. I think with guys like Marcus and Champ, I mean, there's a handful of veteran players that you just got to really pay attention to what they're doing daily and making sure it's not too much and still making sure it's enough to where they're not rusty.
How's he looking though?
He's doing well. Yeah, I think he's doing well. His weight's down for this training camp, and I think that helps him.
What have you seen out of Jean Baptiste so far, and what else do you want to see?
Well, he's big, long, levered, and he plays bump and run well. He's still learning the defense, and there's some nuances that go into playing corner and understanding coverages and adjustments, especially with our defense. So it would be the adjustments, it would be the technique, and those would be probably the same things that most young players are working on, but specifically for him at corner. It's making sure that, you know, he hears the adjustments, the communication, and then his technique when he's up in press, and then when he's not, you know, how he's handling off coverage.
It would seem that Marcus is in a natural leadership role, given the receiver makeup on the roster, but he's not the most talkative guy in the world.
Well, I think guys can lead different ways, you know, and I think that the one thing we always look for is, you know, players, we don't want their personalities to change, and he's someone that's always been fairly quiet, and he does a lot of his talking on the field. He's very productive. But you do have, anytime you start new with a new season, new training camp, you have leaders emerge just as leaders left the building. You know, we've had some very good leaders, Roman Harper, Malcolm Jenkins, Will Smith. I mean, these guys have all been captains. John Vilma, captains on our Super Bowl team. So that creates a vacuum, if you will, for leadership, and that begins to emerge during the spring and right now.
Did you identify any specific reasons why his production just a little bit slipped last year? Marcus Colson, just under 1,000 yards, which for 15 games, that was low for him.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any one specific reason. I think that, you know, I know this, towards the end of the year in the playoffs, he was operating at a high level. So it may just strictly be the amount of receivers that were getting work. You know, I've mentioned this before. It was hard to get Nick Toon up and active and involved. And I think you see someone now when you're watching practice, he clearly has shown himself and improved. He's having a fantastic camp just early on, you know, the first week.
Is there a reason that Grubbs hasn't been practicing?
No, we're just resting him. I think we're going to see him here in the next day or two. Right now, he's working through a few things, and, you know, it's something that I think will get him out on the field sooner than later.
Sean, looking at the team drills, particularly the offense and the run game, You hear Rob Ryan a number of times talk about setting the edge. It seems like y'all have had success being able to get outside in those team drills running.
Well, it's kind of a battle for both sides. You know, you're trying to get an edge defensively and set an edge, and then offensively you're trying to work on an aiming point. It's a little bit more challenging to get a real perspective when you're in 9-on-7 because oftentimes the force is going to be a safety or corner. And when you're in an inside 9-on-7 drill like we'll be tomorrow, that ball might go outside. The defense might have done their job exactly right, and the offense might have done their job exactly right. What's missing is how well the receiver blocks safety or corner. But to your point, though, today there's some snaps where I'm sure when we watch the film defensively, we're going to want to be a little bit more stout. And then there's some snaps offensively where that tight end tackle combination block maybe was or wasn't as good. So that's one of those things that, you know, you're each trying to accomplish the same task. And generally the result of the run will tell you who won.
Sean, Teron Armstead looked really good in that capacity. Was he part of the reason why you guys had so much run success late in the year, even though he was?
I would say he wasn't part of the problem, you know. So I think in a short period of time, Carolina and then on to the next week, you saw a rookie player begin to emerge. And by the time we were into the postseason, you began to see a player that was playing with confidence. And now clearly you're seeing that. Yeah. You know, he knows what to do. He's very athletic, and to his credit, has made the adjustment and done a great job of competing. So that's been a great sign.
He seems like a guy who could be not just adequate in that role, but really special if he.
Yeah, we're not ready to put him in Canton yet, but he's very athletic, and I would agree. He's got a lot of the traits that you look for at that position. I think right now the one thing I'd say with Joe, though, is we're seeing someone who's healthy. It's just a matter of getting back into football shape because, you know, you're removed from it for as long as he has been. But he's running well. And I think you'll see in the next week or so, I think you're going to see the speed that we got used to seeing when he was playing at a high level.
Is it about trusting for him, about trusting him?
I think it's a day. I think he trusts where he's at physically now. You could ask him. But it's more of the technique and the releases and some of those things that 1 year removed from, you know, really you got to get back up to speed.
Coach Goodwin, this is the best group of young players you've had here in a while.
Hard to say. It'd be early to say right now. I mean, I think that just in evaluating them, there's been some guys stand out. But I think, you know, closer to the 75 cut down or the 53 cut down, we'll begin to look at. I mean, last year we had 6 free agents make the roster. So I think as we get closer and into the preseason games, I think we'll have a better handle on, you know, this class. The class in 06 was very good. You know, when you look at young players at that time, we had a number of them that became very important players for our team and our rebuild, if you will. So we'll see.
Following up on Gene Baptiste, one thing that a lot of young players talk about besides their performance on the field is figuring out where they fit in. With him, I mean, you got Patrick Robinson on the roster, Champ Bailey, two guys that certainly have potential to challenge for a starting job. How does he figure out? I know it's a fluid situation, too. How does he figure out where he fits in this team?
Well, I think right now it's making the improvement day to day. But to your point about a role, we talked about it the very first team meeting. You know, no one's going to be given a role for the season, you know, but by the time you get to the opening game, there's going to be a role for each player, and the willingness and the ability for everyone to accept and then really buy into their role for that game. I think that's important. And, you know, I used this analogy a few years back. I was on a trip up to this Snowshoe Mountain here, and if you go out of the airport and make a right, you lose cell phone service pretty quickly. And so I lost cell phone service, got a flat tire, and was finally able to get someone on the phone to come out. And this big old boy came from a shop, and he had his truck and asked me to back the car up. And then I backed it up the wrong way, yelled at me. And then He said, I want you to hold the light here. No, over here. And so for the next 20 minutes, my role was to help him fix this flat tire so I could get up the hill. And it wasn't a permanent role. It was just for that 20 minutes. But I think the same thing exists a little bit for players in this league. It's not a yearly role, but it's a week-to-week role of what we need to do to win that game. So with regards to a rookie corner, that might mean special teams. That might mean playing in the dime. But that hasn't been established yet. That hasn't been determined yet. That's, you know, we're trying to get every opportunity to see where these guys can fit. And then the end game is to win that week, and the end game was to get to the top of the hill with a fixed tire.
Coach, you got to give me some context. You changed your own tires, though, right? Come on.
It was 28 degrees. And then these new cars have, like, eight different ways to get the jack. It's not like the old jack, right? It's a,
okay.
And then you have a key to do something.
I was just checking.
I could change it, but it was going to take an hour and a half as opposed to 20 minutes.
Coach, how are the rookie wide receivers looking?
They're looking well. They're getting a ton of work. We've been talking about a few of them. Some of the younger free agent players, Brandon Cooks. I mean, they're all doing well. They've got things to work on. Andy Tanner made some plays today. It was impressive. We've seen that before from him. I know Kenny's working through his quad. I think, you know, sooner than later we'll have the ability to get him back on the field. But there's a lot of competition at that position.
Sean, there comes a time where, like, a guy like Tanner has to make a call.
He sure has. And I think to his credit, you don't know when that time is. And to his credit, he's come back every bit is in shape and mentally ready to perform. And I referenced today, you know, at some point, there's a point where you're no longer practice squad eligible first. But more importantly for him, is making the roster and staying on the roster. And I completely understand. I'm sure that's his goal this year, and to be someone that we can count on in a role. And so, you know, with Lance no longer being here, Devery a few years ago, I mean, there's some younger guys now competing for those receiver spots.
Does your conversation with him before training camp comes up and coming back, does it change at all over the last few years?
He's someone you don't ever take him for granted. And, you know, he's a guy you don't bet against. He is a grinder. He's tough. He knows what to do. He has a lot of traits that endear himself to the team. And, you know, he's got the respect of his teammates, and they've seen him work, and they've seen him be successful. You know, they've seen him defensively. Guys will talk about who's tough to cover. Our defense saw him for a year last year, every work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those defenders would be guys that would really have good insight, you know, and they'll tell you who they feel like is difficult just within the framework of practice. And I think he'd be one of those guys they would bring up.
Goodwin says he's okay with being a backup if that's what you ask him to do. When a veteran player as successful as he is takes that attitude, how much easier does it make your job and everyone else's?
Well, this competition, and look, I know Jonathan, the key is when you sign a player is laying it all out there for him. And I don't expect him to expect to be the backup. Certainly in his mind, he feels like he's good enough to start. I just know we felt like we had a proven commodity, someone that had been here before, someone who's a fantastic teammate, and then a young player like Lolito. And so when you get that competition, it kind of sorts itself out. And you don't pay attention to it daily necessarily, but you pay attention to it after every two or three days. How's that position doing? Both those guys have handled the snaps well.
What are some of the things that he's doing that's going to make it hard for him, for someone like Lolito to take that?
Well, look, he's consistent, and he obviously knows exactly where to go. You know, you go 6-7 weeks without a mental error. That's the type of player he is. So, and I think he also is helping Tim, you know, with the position, the nuances of playing center, and with all the protections. That's a challenge in our league. Getting the protections right with what we do is not easy.
You can take that battle to the end of preseason if you need to, or you prefer to get it done?
No, I think we can take that battle for a while, I think. You know, we'll see how they're handling the reps, and I think in the preseason games we'll have a chance to see them get plenty of work. One more question.
Practice squad, not anymore like a Tanner or someone
it's easy because truly you want the best for a player, and Andy's not the right example, but that's periodically come up, you know, where you make a phone call and you're deep at a certain position. The first phone call is probably seeing if you can make a trade, but that comes up quite a bit.